Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
No way, Jose!
The following footage proves beyond any doubt that the tanks intentionally set the house on fire. It proves that the Branch Davidians were murdered. You can see that this tank has a gas jet on the front that shoots fire. You can also see the fire quite plainly. The tank goes into the house twice, and each time as it backs out, the fire at the gas jet is plainly visible.
We must all do more to recognize and look for the early warning signals that deeply troubled young people send.
What is up, guys? Good morning, good morning. Sorry, I'm starting kind of late. Let me know if my audio is sounding good, by the way. Just go ahead and assume every time I come in for these morning streams or these the morning dump, make sure to just let me know. Just say, hey, your audio sounds good, because I'm really bad at this. And so if I just have you guys always telling me if it's good or not, although I guess, you know, I'm opening this up for you pranks for you guys to fuck with me. I already got great audio. There we go. I know I do. Everyone's saying it's good. Although you guys aren't as mean of an audience as like Tower Gang typically is, or maybe when they send over TLC, which speaking of, I guess it's a good time to let you know why I'm running so late. I announced this is going to be at 10, although these are very fluid. So don't get like, if I say, I don't really have a set time is my point. So roughly, probably, I think this will probably be when I'm doing now, because this is actually the first day my wife finally got back to work, so she's feeling better enough for that. So I was chauffeur today. So this is kind of, I think this is about the right time. I mean, traffic's finicky, so it's hard to tell exactly when I'm going to start, but this will probably be about the right time. But around 10 Eastern every day is probably about what it's going to be. Not every day, depends. Like I told you, I'm going part-time, so, I mean, it'll probably be 3 to 5 days a week that I'll be doing this, like weekdays that I'll be popping in for these morning streams. So, but the reason why I'm running late is because literally right before I was about to hit live, was got a message from Top, because we were messaging back and forth in the group chat or whatever. And he was like, oh, you want to stream? And then so I had to call, then I called him real quick to like just kind of hash it out. Like, hey, what do you mean? What specifically? So I think what's going to happen today is, I mean, I'm running late already a little bit. Not a big deal. But I'll probably do the short one, like 30 to 45 minutes. The reason being is because I'm about to go over on Nephilim Death Squad show. And I think I might have been on there a few more times here in the near future, because he was kind of wanted to cover some of my stuff, and I was like, I am not ready, like, on the fly, because I like to, you know, brush up on my material before I do, like, a serious in-depth episode on, say, something like specifically OKC. But we're going to go over there, probably have more like a freewheeling type discussion is kind of what it sounds like we're going to be doing. So I'll be going over there in about an hour, about 11:30-ish. We're going to live stream to his channel and to my channel, so pop in for that. Stick around. I guess this is more of just a promo for the upcoming Nephilim Death Squad. I'd already had like 20 tabs up for you guys ready to go. So I guess we'll probably go through a couple at least. Let me go to the chat real quick, say hi to y'all. I got Arcane Arsenal here, said the morning glory dump. The worst thing is I actually forgot to take my dump during this, and now I'm going to be going from this. I'm literally going to do this podcast that I'm doing right now, and then probably immediately go take it. go do my morning tub. I guess you guys don't want to know this, but it's just funny. And then go into the next one. So it's like, boom, boom, boom. My schedule's tight. I got to squeeze my poop in there real quick. I told him to account for that. But yes, it's ironic that I'm starting the morning dump without having taken mine and I'd forgot it. And once that caffeine kicks in, you're like, shit, I wish I had taken my morning dump because I'm stuck with you guys for a while. I mean, it's a good stuck, but I got LPR, old Tyler Yankee, the Libertarian Podcast Review, saying, let's fucking go, guys. Everyone's saying the audio is good. Good morning, Jose, from my buddy Jules over at Grape Hill. By the way, he had a new, was it Nephilim Entomology? I believe is what he's calling them. Series dropped. That was fun. I just finished that this morning on my drive to pick up the old lady. Yeah, so we got Tower Gang DeGens in here. Good morning, friend. Just long enough for me to have a cider before bed. Overnighter, don't judge me. Hey, whatever, you know. By the way, if I do want to let you guys know, I told you guys this last week that I'm not going to be streaming to the Tower Gang YouTube every time. Right now, how this is working, I'm sending out to the No Way Jose YouTube and the No Way Jose Rumble. So you guys need to pop in there if you want to see these, as you know. But I was also sending out to the YouTube, the Tower Gang YouTube. But I'm gonna go back and forth between the Tower Gang YouTube and the Tower Gang Twitter just to kind of pull from both. So it's pulling from the Twitter right now. That's why on my side of things, it shows like I have really crazy numbers. The Twitter numbers are just made up nonsense. Let's be real. I think they literally count when someone just scrolls by. Whatever. But before we get into some actual content, I do want to let you guys know. I'll keep this one short today just because it's like, this is going to be a short stream, so I'm not going to do this to you. But, you know, make sure to check out Nadeau Shave Co. I've told you guys, you guys see I have a clean shave. It was smooth as fuck yesterday. But yeah, go to Nadeau if you want to have a beautiful face like mine. Nice shaved, not really jacked. I mean, I did actually nick myself a little bit in one spot. But hey, it's not magic. Like, you're still fucking, it's a razor. You might nick yourself. So yeah, check out Nadeau Shave Co. Use that. It's that one blade thing. You've heard me talk about it over and over again. But use Jose at checkout for 10% off that. I'm not going to do the full ad read because I'm giving you guys a short one. So go check that out. That way, if you don't want to support me monetarily without getting something back, you know, physically, but this is a way you can do it and get something back physically. It's a little bit roundabout because he's a sponsor of the show, but we do appreciate Nadeau Shave Co. over it here. Been a good sponsor for me, for Tower Gang. So yeah, let's go ahead and get, wait one second, what do I think of the newly shaved baby face toad? This is from Tyler. For those who are out of the loop, I mean, I guess I'm not going to assume all of you guys are Tower Gang people, but Toad is, you know, my co-host on Tower Gang. He has shaved his whole face off, which is weird. I don't recall ever seeing him shave his entire face off, and it looks bizarre. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. It's weird. Maybe it's going to grow on me. I'm not sure. Someone says he even looks even more retarded. What software do I use for streaming? StreamYard, for those interested. But yeah, let's get into some actual content. I get some content in for you guys. Let me see. What do I want to do? Let me see. Let me look through these real quick. Sorry, I got a little flustered. Oh, right before I started, I got someone tagged me on Twitter, which I believe is the Rage Child. So shout out to you out there that you tagged me in this. This is wild. Let me bring it up for you guys real quick. Let me see. Madam Punisher. All right, sorry, it's kind of hard without a producer. I gotta bring this, here we go. All right, banned video. Did you know, this is from Madam Punisher at Elizabeth P. Dove. This is on Twitter. It's one of those accounts that's like almost 40K followers, but then they're following like 10K people, so I don't know who this person is. But either way, banned video. Did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell gave a TED Talk? No, that's because it was scrubbed from the internet. Thankfully for us, the internet is forever. Steal and share. Warning, don't put this on YouTube. Your channel will be banned. So here it is. I don't know if, I mean, I kind of doubt that it actually will be banned. I guess we can find out. I mean, I don't know if you guys want to actually play this. Let's play it. I don't know if I'm going to commit to the full 10 minutes. But let's play it. I'm kind of curious to see what they're covering here. But it is wild. Ghislaine Maxwell, the Ghislaine Maxwell of Epstein, the Jeffrey Epstein lore, gave a TED Talk. All right, let's check it out. See how legit this is. I'm wondering if, I mean, maybe I'll get hit for copyright. So maybe if I do like 30 seconds or just play little bits, maybe I'll be all right. That's the only thing I can think of that maybe they could get me for here. So let's, whatever, I'll risk it. Let's risk it for the biscuit. Let's press play. I'm skipping around, if you guys can't tell. I'm just trying to get a vibe of what this is. So, okay, some generic fucking environmental bullshit. That's what we're dealing with. Okay, so that's what she came on for a TED Talk for. All right, I'm not going to make you watch all of this. It seems like her just spouting fucking some rehearsed bullshit about this, which, I mean, whatever, maybe it's true. All right, well, that's interesting. Ghislaine Maxwell gave some sort of fucking... yeah, some sort of environmental TEDx talk. That's weird. Interesting. All right. I mean, I don't know to what extent there's really anything nefarious here, aside from her existence. But maybe there's something weird with the TEDx. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, so far as like the censorship, I mean, I would assume that the TEDx people probably just took it off themselves. I don't know if it was some sort of like... I mean, I guess they were trying to hide it, but yeah. Jeez, my cat... My cat just tried to jump somewhere and completely missed and made a fool of herself and then ran off. But yeah, so far as censorship, I mean, they probably just took it down. Like, yeah, I guess if you had some sort of, you know, speech type channel and some fucking renowned pedophile friggin', ah, damn it, I'm not supposed to say that word, that some sort of PDF person, they did that, then yeah, I'm sure you'd want to take them off your channel as well. I mean, I get it, but all right, let's see what you guys have to say. What year is it? If someone's asking, let me see if I can tell. See if there's anything that implies what year it is. I mean, maybe if you watch the whole video on your own, you could see something that would point to what year it is. I mean, I'm not seeing anything here. So I'm sorry. I don't have the information for you. I'm not sure what year it is. But yes, it's weird. There was a TED Talk with Ghislaine Maxwell, and you can watch it, I guess, if you want. We're not going to watch it. Like I said, it just seems like environmental woo-woo bullshit. But all right. Check in with you guys. All right. Let's see. Here's another one. All right. I want to remind you guys that on the Tower Graying Telegram, for those who are Tower Graying people, and if you're not, if you're one of my people, then you're one of the paying people, if you do want to get in that Tower Gang Telegram, let me know. But there is a tab in there to, you know, suggestions for me to cover on this. And I thought this one was funny. Let's, oh crap, did I, oops, is that still up? How is that still up? Oh, stop screen. All right, there we go. That's weird. I don't even have that tab open, and somehow it was still... I literally X'd out of the tab, and it didn't disappear. That's weird. Okay, sorry for those listening. Real quick. Sorry, that threw me out. Damn it, I'm accidentally X'ing out of tabs as I'm talking because I'm getting flustered. All right. Oh, here we go. One second. Let me bring this up. Sorry for the audio listeners. You're going to have to deal with this until I get a producer on these morning ones. Let's see... Here we go. Pelosi or poop on Pelosi desk, a neo-Nazi tiki torch, mysterious statues are popping up in D.C. This is from NPR. Yeah, this is a pretty funny. Sorry, dealing with too many tabs. I'm getting all confused here. Yeah, someone in the Tower Graying Telegram shared this, and so I'm bringing it up. This was a suggestion of theirs. I'm not going to read all of this, because obviously, like, do we really want to read a whole article about poop statues or different weird statues? But we'll read enough to get a gist here. It is funny. I mean, I don't know. All right, it started with the poop desk, and an unusual bronze sculpture appeared on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. last week. A replica of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk, topped with her nameplate, a landline phone, post-it notes, file folders, and a perfectly swirled pile of feces, a la poop emoji. This memorial honors the brave men and women who broke into the United States Capitol on January 6th, 2021, to loot, urinate, and defecate throughout these hallowed halls in order to overturn an election, reads a plaque on the pedestal below. Now, I don't even recall. I am curious, chat. You guys have been helpful with some things in the past already. I have a very smart audience, I like to think. Do you guys recall if there actually was a poop, someone did poop on January 6th, or if that was just some rumor that got passed around? I can't recall if that actually happened or not. I mean, if so, hilarious. Because I do remember hearing something about a poop on Nancy Pelosi's desk, although I can't remember if that was just some sort of, someone made a joke or something, and then you know, maybe people thought it was reality. I can't recall if that was even a real thing or not. It's been so long. It's been, what, 4 years? So, and we're still obsessing over this. But either way, funny. Yeah, it's funny that somehow they were able to get this sculpture up. I guess maybe we'll read a little bit more, try to get an idea. All right, the National Park Service originally granted a permit to a group called Civic Crafted LLC to display the statue until Wednesday evening, but later extended it an extra week through the evening of November 6th, the day after Election Day. NPR has reached out to the woman named in the permit. All right, so they gave someone the permit, and then... All right, yeah, so they reached out to... Yeah, so I guess they just gave a permit for them, and this was allowed. Hell yeah, dude. According to the permit shared with NPR, the statue is called the Resolute Desk and is meant to represent the heart of democracy. Okay, so that's amazing. So, okay, so the what this person did is they put in a permit for a statue, and then they put, like, I guess it's somewhere in there, it says it's meant to represent the heart of democracy, the statue. So they... They did the government bureaucracy thing, and then they then did this. Because I'm sure it had some sort of thing you had to fill out, give your reasons, blah, blah, blah. I'm assuming. I don't know anything that's permit, but I'm just assuming. And so they fills it out, and this is what it says. It's meant to represent the hard democracy. And then what they get is this picture to poop desk right here. For the audio listeners, it's just a poop on a desk. It just looks like a, I mean, it's a poop emoji looking thing. But yeah, it's on a desk. That's funny. All right. Yeah, so good on this woman. That's hilarious. Here, the power of the people finds its expression through the diligent efforts of those who serve the public good, it says. When rioters broke in to destroy these ideals, this desk stands firm. So too must the principles of equality, justice, and freedom that it represents. Wait, now I'm confused which way, what this is meant to be. If this literally, because, what? All right, so we had the brave, this memorial honors, reads the plaque, okay. I'm confused. It says, oh, maybe, oh, I'm assuming this is still they're saying in the permit. Okay, this is a little bit confusing. All right, I thought they left it vague with just representing the hard democracy. Seems now like they're just flat out lying. Okay, bizarre. Because, yeah, it seems like they're obviously saying an entirely different thing because they're saying they're picturing the rioters as a negative thing, you know, explicitly in the permit. So it isn't. There is kind of some deceit here that's more than just omission. It's just flat out deception at this point. Okay, whatever. Either way, still funny. I don't care. I just thought they were being technically correct at the same time. I thought that was kind of funny, but whatever. The installation stands in direct view of the building that supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed on January 6th, threatening the peaceful transition of power and forcing a panicked evacuation of the nation's leader. Okay, yeah, all right, what else? We got the poop desk, it says. It's also neo-Nazi tiki torch. Let's skim through that. Let's get to where they're talking about that. I kind of lost interest in that. A tiki torch statue rises near the White House. Okay. The tiki torch statue, called the Donald J. Trump Enduring Flame, was deposited on D.C.'s Freedom Plaza on Monday. Now, the problem with all these, though, is they can kind of have different... This it's like this, like, dual reality that we're living in. It's like, I'm trying to, like, decipher what is even the point of these. Like, while this does seem like a silly story, if you're trying to figure it out, is, like, this... Say this tiki statue. This could literally be something from a right-winger that's trying to have an LOL, you know, because you find it funny, or it literally could be someone from the left that's doing it as in like a don't forget type thing, or whatever. Even the poop emoji desk one, that's why I was like reading the permit thing, trying to figure it out. I mean, I guess this one literally says, the poop emoji one literally says on it, you know, on the thing itself, it honors the brave men and women who broke into the Capitol. So this one, like, and then, but within the permit, it says the opposite, where it's like, oh, this is for the hard democracy and this stands firm and something bad about the rioters, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so I don't know. Either way, it's these things can be kind of either way. I mean, I don't know if there, let's read more into this, see if there's anything, maybe there's something written on this, like there's a plaque. It looks too small to me to have that, but let's see. The new statue, which the permit shows, was granted to the same group behind the desk. Okay, so the same desk people. Made its debut this week in Freedom Plaza, an area around Pennsylvania Avenue that just blocks from the White House. The funny thing, too, is I could also imagine this being, like, the left doing it in the way, almost like in a false flag way, in, like, this is what the right's doing, but being so tone deaf that they don't realize that, like, we just go, haha, that's funny, and no one really cares. Like, you're just gonna, they're just speaking to their base that might freak out about it. Like, cause I guess a tiki torch is a little bit pushing it, cause then people were gonna, might be able to get some traction associating it with, like, white supremacy or some nonsense like that. But with the poop emoji one, I just don't think you're getting the same rise out of people with, like, if you tell someone that, like, oh, I mean, saying, you know, this is for the brave men and women who broke into January 6th. I don't think you're going to get the same kind of rise that you would have, like, 2 years ago. Like, even people who care about that are like, meh, okay, like, I don't like it, but it is what it is. So my point being is it's not, I don't know, you get what I'm saying. All right, the bronze-colored statue depicts a fist clutching a tiki torch, an object that took an additional symbolism after white nationalists carried them as they marched through Charlottesville, Virginia at the Unite the Right rally in August 2017. The plaque on the 97-inch tall sculpture titled the Donald J. Trump Enduring Flame makes reference to that very event. This monument pays tribute to President Donald Trump and the very fine people he boldly stood to defend when they marched in Charlottesville, Virginia, it reads. All right, see what I mean? This is where it's like, this seems like something like literally the left could have done, and just in a false flaggy way, and like, look what the right is doing. Because that just seems, I don't really know. And unless you're like flat out like a legitimate one of the what people call all right people, I don't really see someone doing that. It just seems silly. Like, it doesn't seem like someone would do this unironically as someone on the right. But, you know, because the whole very fine people has been like, anyone on the right is like, that's bullshit. Like, even the people that like are the supposed very fine people that the mainstream media is saying, those people, even the most Nazi wearing whatever people are still like, yeah, they know at this point, if they're on the right, that was complete deception by the mainstream media, the whole very fine people nonsense. So that's why I'm saying, like, this almost just feels like, you know, ironically NPR's audience doing it to try to make the right look bad. Which either way, I don't know, for me, I guess for us, you know, people who don't really take these go crazy, but one side or the other, is just funny. I don't know. This is a silly story. But yeah, so it just doesn't feel like that right here. This moment pays tribute to President Donald Trump and the very fine people he boldly stood to defend when they marched in Charlottesville, Virginia. Like that, that almost loses a plot to me, where I'm like, this feels fake. Like, this is someone on the left being like trying to make it look like this is what the right's doing. Like some almost like Patriot Front type nonsense, you know? All right. White supremacists marched through the, all right, I'm not reading all this. I think you guys get the gist. I don't think they're going to come to the bottom of it. I just, whatever. It's a funny story. It does feel like, after digging through it a tiny bit, that this was them just putting some stuff on. All right, let's look through the chat, see what all y'all have to say. Someone's saying, don't recall it. I'm assuming you're referring to the whether it was real or not, the poop thing. Almost positive someone did, said about the poop thing. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, like, that's where I'm at. I feel like someone did, but I'm not really all that sure. All right, good chance Babbitt shat herself when she got shot. Yeah, that's funny. What do you mean, bullshit? We need climate action now, at least with the roadside signs tell me. I don't think the right-wingers are funny enough to do this. Yeah, exactly. This is why like this feels like bullshit. This doesn't feel like the right-wingers doing it. I left an upper decker in the Lewinsky suite. Hell yeah, ancient aliens did it. All right, let me see. What else we got for you before I let you guys do? Oh, I did want to tell you guys about this. This happened, I believe, over the weekend. Let me share this for you guys. Boom. All right. Here we go. All right, for those audio listeners out here, we have a quote tweet within a quote tweet within a quote tweet. It started out with, it would be great to have Ron Paul as part of the Department of Government Efficiency, from Elon Musk. Which, for those who aren't in the know, apparently, I don't know how legit this is, because obviously it's pre-campaign Trump's not elected yet, so who knows how this plays out. But supposedly, sorry, I gotta sneeze real quick, guys. I don't want to sneeze on. All right, it's gone. My bad. I just didn't want to sneeze into the mic. That'd be rough for you guys. But anyways, Elon supposedly supposed to be running some sort of Department of Government Efficiency or something like that. Supposed to be a cut out the fat, whatever, which in my opinion is the entire government, but whatever. All right. Anyways, he's doing that. And so he's saying, Elon's saying it'd be great to have Ron Paul. Then Ron Paul quote tweets it with, "I'd be happy to talk to you about it, Elon." So Wild says it's part of the prophecy from Elon. And then let me share this now. All right. Now we have, I just realized I can easily transition from tabs. All right, hell yeah. Let me make sure you guys are seeing what I'm seeing. All right, yeah. And then we have, after that, Department of Government Efficiency with Ron Paul and Elon Musk. It's the Office Space meme. What would you say you do here with the two? I forget what the name of the two guys were that in Office Space. It's been a long time since I've watched that movie. But yeah, the people trying to cut the waste out of the, you know, in the whatever. You guys, if you've seen Office Space, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to try to explain it to someone who hasn't seen it. But yeah, obviously the implication is that now Elon and Ron are going to be working together to trim the fat of the government. Now, there's two ways to look at this. I want to say, overall, I'm happy about this. This is cool. This is really, 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 really cool. But I would caution people not get too worked up, because it's like, I mean, it's cool, but like, what really are we going to see out of this? Like, I don't even know to what extent Elon's really going to be doing any of this. And then now on top of that, let's say he even is, to what extent is Ron going to be helping? But either way, just rhetorically, at the very least, it's awesome that like this is now like, this is what people are here for. Like this is where people are still looking at Ron as like the golden, you know, golden standard. Well, it's kind of ironic I use that term, but either way, it's cool that this is where we're at. And there is the outside possibility that this does actually do something cool. So like an actuality, is that word I'm looking for? Yeah, I guess so. That doesn't sound right to me. But either way, there could be actual positive things out of it aside from just rhetoric. But even rhetoric, I think, is is good. It's, you know, people are moving in the right way. So all right, let's check in. Are they calling MAGA poop? Trump going to dress as a plumber today.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
All right. Oh, I got to see everyone saying hi, hi, hi. Ron Paul 2024. Everyone's saying hi in the chat. All right, let's see. Sorry, I'm a little disheveled. I'm all over the place. I was going to go through, let me see. I got enough time to probably go through one thread with you guys. Yeah, let's do one thread. Let's go through the Tim Walz Chinese Communist Party thread. Let's do that. That's what I want to do. I was going to do a Project Monarch with you guys too, but I can save that for later. We got a tough time for one more thread, and then I got to get out of here because I need to look over some material. Need to refresh myself, get ready for the 11 o'clock stream I have with Top. But let's do this. All right. Here we go. Tim Walz and the Chinese Party, a threat. I've had this one saved for a while. This is from some dude named Dustin Grage. I don't really know him. Minnesota GOP hype man, columnist for townhall.com, I'm assuming, .com, breaking news. Okay, so some sort of journalist. Let's go through this. Today, the GOP Oversight Committee confirmed ties to Tim Walz and the Chinese Communist Party. For those living in Iraq, Tim Walz is Kamala Harris's VP selection. So if she gets in, that's going to be her vice president. I mean, vice president, they don't do much. So I don't know, whatever. I have a hard time, like, really getting too worked up about anything VP related. But whatever, it's interesting. Let's take into it. I'm not going to... The GOP Oversight Committee confirmed. Okay, I mean, I almost can just throw this away. I mean, I could dig into this some more, but I'm not going to go into probably some other thread or read this whole giant thing. You're welcome to do it on your own. I guess to me, I just kind of flippantly go, oh, the GOP? Whatever, who cares? Not saying there's nothing there. I'm just not going to go down this whole other 20-minute rabbit hole to confirm all the claims they're making. All right, Tim Walz has visited China a lot. He speaks Chinese and has visited the country 30-plus times. Here he is stating that he is friendly with China. All right, so far we're at friendly with China. This is a 6-second clip, so that doesn't bode well in my head for it meaning anything. So, but whatever, let's check it out.
Now, I happen to be and understand a little about China and lived in China and speak Chinese. I'm pretty friendly with China. Now, I happen to be...
All right. So far, unimpressed. Because I've heard this claim thrown around a lot, so I just hadn't really had a chance to dig into it. And not saying there's nothing there. Obviously, we're only 3 into this. I'm just saying that, like, what is this? Like, to even use, I don't know, whatever. Maybe there's more to it. Well, I'm not going to be too judgmental yet. Tim Walz loves to attack J.D. Vance for attending Yale University, but here is Walz being accepted into a Harvard teaching program in China. Okay, I mean, something more. All right, CSC student going to China. Here's a young Tim Walz here. Let's look a little closer to him. He looks quite a bit different, huh? I don't know. All right. I'm not going to really read all that. It's a Harvard program. What do we really need to know? We'll be teaching in China. Oh, so he taught in China. Okay. Actually, you know what? Let's read it real quick. Why not? A Chadron State College senior will be teaching in China next year if present plans materialize. Tim Walz of Butt has been accepted as a World Teach / China volunteer. The program based at Harvard University is similar to the Peace Corps. After sending Tim Walz, CSC business students place at conference. Wait, I'm confused. Oh, I think I read that wrong. After sending Tim Walz, I think maybe that's supposed to continue. That's where I'm confused. What's going on here? But after sending Tim Walz. All right, teachers. All right, this doesn't make sense the way this is placed here. I don't know if it snipped out part of something I'm supposed to see, but anyways, whatever. He went to China. All right, the Chinese Communist Party even helped Walz set up a business to facilitate his travel to China. In China, 5 out of 15, they helped him set up a business. Helped Walz set up a business. Okay, that's a little weird. The Chinese Communist Party helping him set up a business to facilitate his travel. All right, this one looks like maybe I can read it. Let's see. Boarding the Orient Express, Alliance students on their way to China. When 25 Alliance students fly out of Denver today, they won't be starting any normal summer trip. Group is headed for China with a special invitation from the Chinese government. Okay, so it was a special invitation thing. Okay. The main purpose is just to give students and sponsors a real taste of Chinese life, explained coordinator Tim Walz. Walz got the idea while working as a teacher in China 3 years ago. A friend helped contact the authorities and funding came through from the government this April. Okay, all right. So he then later, after working there, okay, so now he's coordinating. All right, so what's going on here from what I'm gathering so far is that Tim Walz is coordinating with the Chinese government to bring other students that are doing a similar type thing he did before. Okay, all right, so he's working hand-in-hand with the CCP is what they're getting. And that's true, he is. He's coordinating it. This is after his time teaching over there. Now he's moved up in the whatever that is. Kind of seems like he's going up there. All right. All right. I think that's the gist of it. I'm not going to read all of that because, we'd kind of lose the plot there a little bit. But that's interesting. Okay. You've got my attention. Also uncovered today was a news story showing Tim Walz in Nebraska during the Tiananmen Square massacre. Walz is on record in Congress being present in Hong Kong during the massacre, but he wasn't, according to this conflicting report. 6 out of 15. Oh yeah, I've heard this one been debunked. I've heard this one thrown around before. They say it was in Tiananmen. I mean, and he wasn't. Now, I don't know. Now this is kind of just an aside in relation to the Communist Party thing, because I mean the whole point of this thread is to kind of say he's a communist or something, but like. Him lying about that, if anything, like the fact that he would lie about the Tiananmen Square massacre, it's kind of like a known thing that the CCP doesn't like people talking about the Tiananmen Square massacre. So if anything, this would kind of point towards him not being one, but I mean, but not really like point strongly. But anyways, I'm not going to read those because anyways, just I'll take people's word for it. He lied about it. I don't really care. It's kind of, like I said, it's kind of a side point to the threat anyways. To make matters worse for Walls, him and his wife chose the fifth anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre because he wanted to have a date he'll always remember. Awfully bad look to choose a date you would never forget and lie about your whereabouts during that time. Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's weird, I guess. In a photo obtained by Alpha News MN, or Minnesota, one of Tim Walls' classmates described Walls as Maoist to the core. This is the photo the individual took on that trip with Walls. All right, now we're getting there. He's looking a little sassy in that picture, isn't he? I was thinking before, before the show when I was setting this up, I was thinking, like, I actually don't really get the, I know everyone goes, oh, Tim Walls is gay, or whatever. That's been a thing that's gone around. Maybe he is. I mean, I wouldn't be, like, surprised if he was. I'm like, whatever, a politician that's gay. I mean, surprise, surprise. But nothing really ever stuck out to me that was like, you know, he's clearly gay. So it was weird it went around. But that one, that little post, not doing him any favors for that accusation. I'll say that. All right. Walls has a troubling history when it comes to upholding the First Amendment. Perhaps something perhaps he learned being a devout Maoist. All right. Here's a little clip to support his argument. Let me check in with the chat real quick. Real quick. I got a lot more. Jeez. Let me see. Everyone saying hi in the chat. I need to take a shit. Someone, we posted a picture of Peanut the Squirrel on my town's memorial for historical people. Well, that's nice. But is the stream choppy? Or is it me? I mean, let me know if it's choppy. Sorry, not much I can do about it. This nigga Walls wants to be Forrest Gump so bad. Yeah, that's funny. Non-destructive graffiti with a message. I'm assuming referring to kind of the statues earlier. Yeah. Walls was in China several weeks before he lied and got caught. Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's not cool, but like in regards to this, whether he's a commie or not, it's kind of like a side point. And then I see other people there saying it doesn't seem choppy to them. So if it does, let me know. Not really anything I could do, but I guess nice to know if it is being choppy. But all right. Walls has a troubling history. All right, let's play this video. Once again, another 8-second video. So it's kind of, I don't know. All right.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. I think we need to push back.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense for this tweet because it is a First Amendment. When I've seen people talk about this and I've seen the longer versions of it, I don't think the longer version does them any favors either. So, yeah, I guess if you're trying to, you know, this does fit, you know, roughly into like a commie mindset, I guess. It's also kind of a generic neo-lib take to just really any fucking, I mean, politician that sucks ass for the most part. So I don't know. I wouldn't jump to commie. I mean, I guess in a certain sense, in my like libertarian mind of like, you're all commies type thing. Yes, obviously. Yeah, this is commie bullshit. But am I convinced he's like a dyed in the wool communist? Not necessarily. But yeah. Tim Walls also pushed for a bias registry in Minnesota. What could have gotten you put on this bias registry? Claiming that COVID was made in a lab in Wuhan, China. Here's a floor debate. Let me see. This is, see how long this is. 2 minutes. I don't know. I don't care that much about this. Yeah, apparently he was, for this bias registry, whatever that is, he was, one of the things is claiming that COVID is made in a lab. Yeah, that's not a good look if you're trying to not look like a fucking Chinese party agent. I will say that. Not a good look at all. let's see. Does this have a date here? This is,
thank you, Madam Speaker, and Representative Vang. If a Minnesotan writes an article claiming
that
COVID-19 is a Chinese bioweapon that leaked from a lab in Wuhan, and someone reports that article to the Department of Human Rights, is that something that the Department of Human Rights should put in their bias registry under your bill?
Representative Vang.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Representative Niska, you know, not all incidents are considered, I guess, violent or criminal, as I said before. And so this clearly, if with the rhetoric that we have seen since the pandemic and regarding accusing Asians of bringing in the coronavirus, that is bias motivated. And so that can be considered a bias incident.
Representative Niska.
Okay, so they're just saying, oh, it's racist to say. Okay, so this is the old, I don't know, I'm not going to, I was trying to find a date, but whatever. Well, not a big deal. So this is the old, it's racist to say that. So which was an old, I mean, okay, while I say that's not a good look, at the same time, like, the whole Democratic Party was basically, and some of the right were kind of tacitly going along with this idea at the time that it was racist. So, I mean, I guess maybe it might depend on when this happened, but this was, it seems like it was probably or maybe roughly around that time when that was the talking point, that it was racist to say that. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, although weirdly, somehow it was fucking less racist to say it was like came from a wet market. It's like, well, no, it's not that the Chinese government did something wrong. That's racist. But if we say the people, they're dirty, 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 gross people did it, it's somehow better. I don't know, whatever. That was the talking point of the time. Made no sense. We were an upside down world during that period of time. So point being is it's, I guess that down makes it a little less weighty towards him being a, because that was just kind of how the party was at that time. It's retarded, but it is. So, all right, whatever. By the way, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying he's not a commie or like a straight up commie or a Chinese agent. I'm just saying that, I don't know. So far, I'm not that impressed. Now, oh, all right, here we go. All right, Walls even appointed a commissioner with a Mao propaganda poster displayed in their home. Officials who oversee the largest untapped copper nickel reserves in the world. Okay, like now we're getting kind of farther away from the plot. I mean, I'm all about conspiracies and stuff, but it's like, I don't know. He appointed a commissioner. Commissioner of what? How many commissioners does he appoint? I mean, like, how many people does he appoint to things? Is it expected that he's supposed to know their political ideologies to the degree of all of them? I mean, like, this is a little ridiculous. But I don't know. I mean, I guess, yeah, it kind of somewhat roughly points to it, sort of. Okay. Once again, not claiming he's not. Wouldn't be surprised if he is. But yeah, so I'm not even gonna click. I was thinking about maybe digging into that thread some more, but why? If it's literally based off of somebody's buddy, like, I don't know, whatever. When Republicans proposed a ban on slave trade operations, it was turned down, by Tim Walz's DFL legislature, all while we have the ability to mine more copper nickel than anyone in the world right here in Minnesota. Another win for China. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not gonna watch all this, but I mean, honestly, I'm a libertarian. I don't know what you mean by slave trade operations. This is a thing people say. What does that mean? Do you mean some other foreign operation somewhere that's doing something and there are people that are working there in conditions that you don't like? Is that what that means? Because that's what it usually comes off to me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're literally fucking, when they say that, they do mean there is someone with like literal slaves. Because they do, that is a thing that still exists in the world. But like, the amount to which people will say, oh, this is slave labor. Oh, slave labor, slave labor. I'm like, to some extent, I'm like, I don't, unless you're buying all your stuff from Syria or wherever that, not Syria, but what, Libya or wherever the hell the slave trade was taken back over. It's like, what are you talking about? What that usually means is like, oh, we're in an area where children are working or they're working very long hours or this or that. And I'm not endorsing that, but the idea is like, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's libertarian 101. It's like, if you're in a condition to where you are willing to work 18-hour days or whatever, is it better for someone to come in and say, no, you can't work those days? Like, because there's clearly a need in why they're doing that. Like, and now you can say maybe you want the employer to pay them more or whatever, or do these things, but they're probably not going to. So, like, the other option is you fucking shoo them off elsewhere, and now these people that clearly were in an awful position, a position to which they were willing to work to that degree, now don't even have that work. So like I guess that's kind of how I look at it. And it's not saying I think it's great for megacorps to go over to some really impoverished place and be like, we're gonna, you know, throw pennies at some like pygmies and be like, do work for us. But if they're to a degree to which they're willing to do that, they're clearly in dire straits. So like, you're not doing anything for them. At least these people are giving them jobs and money. Like, I don't know. It's kind of a weird way to look at the world. It's an elitist way to look at the world where you go, I don't know. Like, so you just don't want, so you want to have such a moral, like, oh no, these people are working in these conditions. And it's like, Yeah, so you're saying you just don't want to buy from them anymore because so now they're not going to have any. Like, they're having less because of your moral indignation. Like, your morality is literally making their life worse. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just an asshole, but that's just my look on it. I don't know. Maybe I've read too many economic books. Maybe I'm cold. You guys let me know. let's scroll through this again. Let's see what you guys have to say. Stream. Everyone say the stream's fine. Nope. Shut the fuck up. The politician, not Jose, first man. Yeah, fuck that guy. Jose now being a Chikami apologist. Who's paying you? The Chinese government, baby. I wish, man. You see how much that Jackson Hinkle dude blew up once we started sucking off Xi Jinping? Man, I need to get the hookup. I got biblical anarchy saying China, make child labor great again. Yeah, I mean, like, seriously. Like, I'm not even kidding. I would be completely fine with repealing all child labor laws. You know what would happen? Most likely the same amount of children would be working. And if you're in a condition where the child's working, it's probably because they're really, really not doing well. Like, let's be real. All right, everyone's saying hi in the chat. Pearl clutching about bad working conditions while wearing rings with diamonds mined by children halfway across the world is peak white woman liberalism. Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah. Okay, maybe I'm just an asshole. But all right, let's get back to it. Just last year, there were 7 illegal Chinese police stations uncovered in the U.S. All right, that's kind of wild. Minnesota, California, Nebraska accounted for 4 of these police stations, the home states of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Okay. Man, all right. Yeah, I don't really know what to do with that. Like, they just happen to be just because they're their home states. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess they could add some. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. All right. Recently, Walz was also accused of stealing a classified nuclear manual during his time at the Nebraska National Guard. Well, that's kind of wild. Here's a report by Alpha News. Let's see. I don't know if I want to read all that. Let's finish this thread, and then maybe I'll come back to that. Needless to say, this is far from the end in regard to Tim Walz's connection to the Chinese Communist Party, but expect more to surface in the coming days and weeks. This really sounds like this was kind of it. I mean, all right, let's play this little 25-second video, see if this convinces him anymore that he's legit a Chinese agent.
And I lived in China, and as I said, I've been there about 30 times. I don't fall into the category that China necessarily needs to be an adversarial relationship. I totally disagree.
Tim Walz and his wife got married on the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre because his wife said he wanted a date he would always remember. And for their honeymoon, they went to, yes, you guessed.
I mean, to be fair, if he was living near China or whatever, like, that would be a memorable day. Like, I don't know. That'd be like if you're, I don't know, if you want to do a 9/11, I guess. I mean, that'd be kind of jacked up, but you're like, I'll never forget it. That's for sure. Okay. I guess all of this, I mean, maybe this classified nuclear manual is kind of weird, especially, I don't know what time. I'm not going to go back and look through the dates and try to figure out the timeline. I'm not sure. Did he go to college, then the military? Did he do military, then college? I'm not sure. I would assume he probably did college, then military. He probably went in as an officer, if I had to guess. It just seems like something an aspiring politician would do as opposed to going the listed route. But I could be wrong. So now that would be weird, because especially if we're assuming in this situation that when he took this nuclear manual that he had gone through that whole teaching program for school and stuff already, then yes, then you know, you add those two things together, that's fucky. That's big time fucky. That's weird as shit. Now I will say also that teaching thing is suspect. Now it can be perfectly innocent because it's like, I don't know, whatever he's just teaching there. I mean, and then he set up a teaching program. I mean, you could even say it's admirable. But I will say it is weird if we're looking in the light of like, could this guy be a, you know, Chinese agent? And then now if you add then on top of that, he steals a classified nuclear manual. Now, there might be something more to this. I'm not going to read this. You guys can read this on your own. I guess just so far, I was just kind of honestly disappointed with this thread. It just seems like kind of sensationalism and with not a lot of substance, frankly. Yeah, I mean, tell me if you guys disagree with me. But I just, aside, I would say this could have been like 1 or 2 tweets. And if they're like for what it's implying, Well, to be fair, I guess it just says Tim Walz and the Chinese Communist Party, a thread. But we know what people are implying by that. You're like, he's a communist, he's a Chinese agent, he's something like that. It really could have just been the two tweets, because I will say it's definitely worth noting the fact that, you know, the Chinese teaching program thing he did and how he set it up later, and then if you then mix that in with the nuclear manual, possibly. Like I said, I'd like to read that more to see what substance there is there. But all in all, it's like, the fact you made a 15-tweet thread when it could have been two tweets, and most of these are just like, he doesn't want to bomb China. He thinks maybe we could don't have to be adversaries with them. He voted along the same lines one time. You're like, okay. I'm sorry. I know. I'm unimpressed. Just unimpressed. All right, guys. Let's check out these. Let's check out these. This old chatty poo. Some research paper did a study in Central America about working factories. They said the factories sucked, but better than sustenance farming. Yeah, because if sustenance farming worked, was better for them than the factories, you know what they'd be doing? They'd be doing the sustenance farming. Most likely, like, unless there's someone putting guns to their head or something. And at that point, then I go, all right, not cool. But before that, it's like, you're literally talking about people performing voluntary actions. Like, they're weighing their options, and they chose the thing that worked best for them. It's going to take multiple generations to get out of poverty. Yeah, that's like, say with child labor. Like, a lot of people think, like, oh, we got child labor laws, and then kids stopped working as a result. Like, no, they were already phasing out. People were no longer, it was no longer culturally acceptable for your children to be working. Because if people like their kids typically and want their children to have good lives, and if they can, they'd prefer to just be able to provide for them and allow them to get prepared for their lives as children. That's typically what people would prefer. It's only when you need them to work typically when that starts to happen, because their other option is they go hungry. So, all right. Walt's the gay Chinaman sucker. Even the U.S., it takes three generations of blue-collar work to escape poverty. Yep. National Guard, he was enlisted into college the same time. Ooh, nice catch, rootless redneck. That makes it even more suspect. All right. Guys, throw a like in here. I'm showing I'm not getting a lot of likes. Yeah, what the fuck, Rumble? That's what they're saying. So, yeah, get everyone on Rumble and on YouTube, go give this a like. Help me out. Everyone's saying good morning, guten morning. Good thing we don't have agents in all these countries the neocons screech about trying to meddle with us. Yeah, good thing. It's not like old Ben Shapiro with a walking around with a yarmulke in his head has any issues. You know, is this helping any other countries? We don't have agents. Oh, I just took it as a time to jab at Shapiro. I read that wrong. I'm retarded. I'm a little out of it today, guys. All right, guys, I'm about to get out of here. I do want to give a big shout out. By the way, hey, I don't know what you're doing around these times, Jacob, but feel free to, if you're available, hit me up in one of these days, and I can pop in just any old morning, or just, you know, if you're available around these times, let me know. I'll send it over real quick. We can go through some news in the morning together. But yeah, guys, definitely, if you guys want to support this, I know this one wasn't well put together. It was very, had a few things going last minute that threw me off, so my bad. But, you know, these will get a little bit smoother as I start doing more of these morning streams, the morning dump. But if you want to help me out during these times, if you want to support the show, I mean, obviously, if you want to make improvements, that's the way to go. I mean, obviously, if I have economic incentive to do so, that helps. That's so patreon.com/NoWayJose2020. The lowest level is $2. That gives you early access to those normal No Way Jose episodes, like the non-streams. And then also for my Already Dead episodes, like Already Dead that I'm going to be doing tomorrow night on election night stream. If you want to be a talking head on there with us, that's at the $2 level. We put out that stream, that put out the link for the StreamYard, so you can hop on. And then the highest level is my sponsors. I have my co-host on Tower Gang at Tower Gang Toad, at Abrogate D's. I also have at @ZOVERACK. Then I also have @_InfiniteZeal. Then Jacob Daniel, the Biblical Anarchy Podcast, @BiblicalAnarchy. You're seeing him in the chat. And then also have Tim Tuttle @JohnLennKlebold. He's always making dope edits for the show. And then I have Will Bell with his delicious blueberry rabbit eye wine. And then a big fan of the show @RealJoshElliott. I appreciate you guys. That's the highest level of my Patreon sponsors. Appreciate you guys for supporting the show. I give you guys a shout out every episode for that. Guys, I'm going to be a little bit more collected in my thoughts. If you go and join over at Nephilim Deskbot in probably, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. I'm ending a little bit later. Sorry if I seemed rushed. I was kind of trying to rush through this so that way I could get this done and then I can hop over to Nephilim Death Squad. But I don't know. We'll see you there. 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to try to stream it from here as well. So, yeah. With that, we are out.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.